When you heard the book's subtitle, the phrase radically transform may have jumped out at you. The word radical often gets a bad rap. As I intended, however, the word doesn't refer to zeal or extremism, but rather to radical's true etymology, radix, the Latin word for root, and the root vegetable radish. My hope is that the conversation will produce not a superficial, but a root, foundational commitment to eradicate or uproot racism. I have witnessed radical change at the individual level, and some at the organizational level, even if society at large has yet to show a radical change on racism. Nevertheless, I continue to think that profound societal-level change is possible, and I believe it will happen by leveraging the power of individuals and large organizations. Grassroots efforts, as well as pressure from organizations like FedEx and Nike, and getting the Washington football team to drop its racist mascot and moniker, are one example of how individuals and organizations can promote anti-racism. I will elaborate on other more complex and profound approaches and examples of anti-racist strategies in the final chapters of the book. To be clear, I am not claiming that conversation in general, or the conversation more specifically, alone is a panacea, or that incentives are not important. Self-interest, economic gain, and short-term gratification can all be effective motivators. Sometimes carrots, or the threat of sticks, are necessary to bring people to the table in the first place. What I have discovered through my work and life experience, however, is that rewards and punishments can induce immediate and temporary movement, but rarely generate profound and sustainable change. By contrast, conversation, if done in the right way, can be a powerful tool for bringing people together and developing support for enduring solutions. Ultimately, people are the regulators and agents of social transformation, which means if enough people want change, then it will happen. But social change requires social exchange. In other words, we have to start talking to one another, especially those outside our social circle. Nothing will improve until we begin to have honest and informed conversations about race and decide, as a community, to do something about it. The problem is that many people feel uncomfortable or ill-equipped to talk about race, or they fear that talking about it will only make things worse. Or they dive in too quickly, without a clear structure or objective, and beat a hasty retreat once the dialogue becomes difficult. The conversation aims to change all that by increasing confidence, competence, and commitment to engage in racial dialogue. In this book, I have culled theory, data, and research from a range of scientific disciplines, including social psychology, behavioral economics, sociology, organizational behavior, political science, history, and evolutionary and molecular biology, to address the fundamental question of how we can better name, understand, discuss, and resolve the problem of racism in society and the workplace. Social science is critical to this effort because it enables us to peer into our minds and into our reality in a way that our subjective perceptions alone do not allow. When we dive into the research findings, it is not to minimize the importance of personal feelings or opinions, but rather to test and complement them by providing a more objective perspective on the world. To keep you engaged, I bring personal anecdotes and experiences to the table, integrating the science with vivid stories and metaphors that I hope listeners find memorable. To structure and guide the conversation, the book follows my PRESS model: problem awareness, root cause analysis, empathy, strategy, sacrifice, which can be applied not just to racism, but to any personal or societal challenge. The PRESS model is described in detail in my 2020 Harvard Business Review article, How to Promote Racial Equity in the Workplace, and in Form 1, How to Talk About the Problem, the section that concludes Part 1. It provides a big-picture overview of the necessary steps to achieve stable and enduring racial progress.